This week's sermon is based upon Acts chapter 17, verses 16 through 22. Sunday's sermon continues with the theme of life in the Spirit. Paul's speech before the Areopagus in Athens gives us a model for testimony in diverse contexts. He speaks from his heart and into the specific context of those to whom he preaches. This sermon will explore the power of sharing our witness with others. So here is Paul in Athens, Greece, the center of Greek culture and learning. It's the home of the Parthenon and the Acropolis. It's just down the road from the Oracle at Delphi. Athens is the famous center for university and philosophy and religion for all of Greece. Additionally, Athens has a large Jewish population at the time. And during this era, as we all know, the Jews were enemies to Christianity. So to spread his word, Paul does not break into the Jewish temples. He doesn't demolish the Greek images or altars, or act combatively or hostily towards their priests. Instead, Paul joined with them and talked to them and took the opportunity to explain his beliefs when asked. Paul began with an affirmation of the people he was preaching to, saying, "I see that you are very religious." This is Paul's way of setting up the case for Christ, as opposed to criticizing Athenians for their pagan beliefs, their polygamy. Too often these days, Christians feel compelled to criticize those who do not share our beliefs, but Paul takes a different approach here. He goes on to find a point of connection between the Athenians' faith and his own. He notes that he had seen an altar to an unknown god. Again, Paul does not criticize this altar, but saw in it an opportunity to connect the god he proclaimed to a god Athenians already admitted might exist. Paul goes on to affirm something central to both Christianity and Judaism, that God is the maker of all things, and as such does not live in temples made by human hands. The Greeks at the Areopagus would have agreed with this assertion as well. Paul goes on to note that the entire human race derives its existence from God, and that God gives life, breath, and everything else to us. Again, Paul's listeners would have had to nod their heads in agreement. Everything that he was saying at this point was consistent with the conceptions of God held by Greek philosophers and the Jews. Only after these affirmations and gaining agreement from his audience did Paul offer a critique of the Athenians' worship. He commented on their idols and deities made of gold and silver and stone, noting that worshiping such gods in the past was a mistake that Paul preached God would overlook. This and much of Paul's speech demonstrates a God who is patient and merciful. Finally, Paul noted that with the coming of Christ, God sought to reveal himself to humanity. God is calling the human race to repent, or as the Common English Bible translated, to change their hearts and lives. The Greek word for repentance is metanoia, which literally means to think differently afterwards. That is, to change your mind after an encounter with Christ, resulting in a change of heart and behavior. As the passage states, listeners sneered at Paul's words, and his ministry in Athens did not result in a great number of converts. Though few came to faith under Paul's leadership in Athens, those who did come to faith would lay the foundation for a church that ultimately impacted millions and millions of people. From this point forward, Athens became one of the more important centers of Christianity, all of which can be traced back to Paul and his speech at the Areopagus, which many have felt may have been a failed mission. So what can we learn from Paul's speech in Athens? How can we learn from Paul about the power of sharing our witness with others? We can learn that there is always opportunity for spreading the word of God, even when the audience is hostile to our beliefs. We can learn that Paul's approach may have worked in that situation, that there is a right way and a wrong way to share our faith. And we can learn that no matter the odds, we never know how our words and our actions will influence others to follow us and become believers in Christ.